talking diamonds since the top of the hour. And before the end of the hour, we're going to get Lewis's tips on how to buy your engagement ring with a little bit more sort of street smart aware so you can save some pennies. However, joining me now on the line is Clive Hill. Now, he's the CEO of Washington Diamonds, and it's a company that makes diamonds from scratch. Now, we touched upon this with Steve Nightingale earlier on. These are the manufactured lab diamonds, but Clive, hopefully, is going to shed some more light. How are you doing, Clive?
Doing great. How are you, Alexis?
Very well, thank you, and thanks for joining us on the show. Lewis here says he hasn't seen a lab-grown diamond, but everything I've read about these diamonds is that they're virtually indistinguishable from the real thing. Is that true?
Well, they are diamonds. Lab-grown diamonds are diamonds. They're like test tube babies are real children. They're real diamonds.
So you would say that there is no sort of... Not, I don't want to say physically, because obviously, but in a sense, there is no real difference between them and the real thing, because they're grown from a diamond.
We start growing them from a diamond seed, but they are a diamond. If you're looking to buy a stone, you will have a choice of whether you want to pay more for a mined stone or less for a lab-grown stone.
How much less are we talking about for lab-grown ones?
It depends on the size. What we're selling to our customers is probably about a third less on smaller stones. And when it's, say, 3 carat and above, it's less than half price.
Right, so there's a big, big difference there. Are they becoming more and more popular? Are the market taking them up? Are people becoming more aware of them?
The market is exploding at the moment. We can't keep up with demand. And I think that's the same throughout the trade. And the reason is that customers, particularly some of the US chains, are getting presented with a choice. And you know, they get shown two stones for the same money. One's bigger, and most people like the bigger one.
That sounds like good news to me, Clive. Thank you very much for joining us and shedding some light. And I wish you all the best in the future with the market growing. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Lewis.
Yes.
You're not too thrilled about lab-grown diamonds, are you?
Well, I did have an inquiry for one.
Okay.
Last year, simply because the guy was trying to split up with his girlfriend and he wanted me to replicate his ring so he could switch it because he'd spent a lot of money on a 3-carat engagement ring. Thankfully, they managed to reconcile and it didn't happen. So I never got to see one.
It sounds like he's been watching The Real Hustle for too long. Okay, so before we go at the end of this hour, we've got 5 minutes left.
Yes.
I'm a listener. I am thinking about buying a diamond ring. What should I do? What's the process I should do? Because you've written a book about it. It's called The Engagement Ring.
Yep, I've written a book called The Engagement Ring. It's how to choose the perfect engagement ring and get it right first time.
Exactly. So give me the steps. What should we do?
Well, you need to do your research and have a look at the colour and clarity, which is the most important thing when it comes to looking at your diamond, I believe. I think if you get a good balance with the colour and clarity, you don't need to go for a D. It starts at the letter D and goes down to Z. You don't need to go for a D. You can look for something that's maybe a G or an H colour. And in terms of clarity, have a look for a stone that might be an SI1, so it's got a small inclusion that might be visible to the naked eye. But if you can get that inclusion to the side or around the back, it's not going to be smack bang in the middle of the stone. That can save you a good few £100.
And now, when you're talking about this, are you suggesting that people should they go down to their high street, or should they come to Hatton Gardens to a jeweller, or is there a big difference between buying off a high street sort of retailer or actually going to a jeweller?
There is a huge difference from a manufacturing point of view and for what the consumer will end up with. You know, you talk about possibly independent retailers making, say, 100% markup, you know. But then if you look at the multiples, that's where the main markup is, because they're having jewellery manufactured in the Far East. Nothing wrong with that. We all want to try and cut costs on labour. But the quality of goods that's in there, if you went into one of the multiples in one of the shopping centres, you would see stones where you can see inclusions with the naked eye from standing on the other side of the looking glass.
Right.
And I've done that myself.
Just inclusions are minor small faults within the diamond itself.
Correct. They're natural occurrences that happen in diamonds. So it could be a small white cloud, a small bit of black carbon, small pinpricks, things like that.
And yet those rings are priced. They're not going to be cheap.
No, they're not going to be cheap. And you'll also notice that they're not white, the diamonds. They've got a small underlying colour of a sort of browny stroke yellowy colour. Right. And you don't want that in a diamond. That's detrimental.
So go to a jeweller.
Go to an independent jeweller, someone who knows jewellery. Okay.
And should you go in with a fixed idea of what you're prepared to spend? Is there bartering there?
I mean, I think you should definitely walk up and down. For argument's sake, you're on Hatton Garden. Walk up and down, make some notes. Don't go into any shop, however great the temptation is. Right. And then after you made a few notes, then walk around and go back into those shops and see what you want. And then sleep on it. You don't have to go out with your purchase that day. It's such an emotive purchase. You don't want to get it wrong. One of the other great tips that I'll give to people is don't, if you can help it, buy a round diamond. Okay?
Oh, why?
Now, a round diamond, because everybody wants a round diamond, the pricing for a round diamond in the trade is about 15 to 20% greater than any other shaped diamond. And there are so many other beautiful shapes. Whether you've got your radiant cut, you've got your ovals, you've got your usher cuts, the emerald cuts, they're stunning. Don't just limit yourself
to
a round diamond.
Is it some celebrity probably wore one?
No, it's not. It's because they're so popular that they can put a markup or a margin on the round. And it just is. That's the way that they are.
Because when I was leafing through your book, I mean, you've touched on it just now as well, is the idea of trying to find a flawless diamond is not really one worth pursuing because you're going to pay over the odds. And what I liked what you said was if you find one with flaws that are not dead centre, with clever setting, that's when they put the stone onto the ring, they can even hide those, so they're not visible. So you shouldn't really waste that time trying to find the flawless diamond. What else? Is there anything else that you should...
Well, a lot of people think that platinum should be twice as much than white gold. And platinum is a more precious metal. It is a rarer metal. But it shouldn't really, in the grand scheme of things, cost you more than £150, not double the price for the actual making of the ring.
I see. Okay. So that's the difference between white gold and platinum.
Correct. I mean, try not to be persuaded by fashion either, because fashion dictates at the moment that everyone's going for what's called a halo design. 10 years ago, everyone was going for a rub-over style, which is where the metal's all the way around a solitaire diamond. Right. And I think that if you can have a nice classical claw setting that's timeless and will last forever, that will maximise the light that goes into your stone and will give it the most amazing brilliance from it, and you'll get most enjoyment out of it.
Okay, Lewis, thank you so much for joining us today. The book is called?
It's called The Engagement Ring. It's available on Amazon or through my website, which is lewismalka.com. And if you want to see some of my beautiful creations, I'm on Instagram at lewismalka and Twitter as well.
Thank you, Lewis.